This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. You can add Eastman Kodak to the list of companies entering the world of digital currency. Wall Street Journal Money Beat editor Eric Holm joins us to discuss. So, Eric, for our listeners, we are talking about that Kodak, the photography company, and they're using the technology behind digital currency to benefit photographers.
That's right. Yeah, they're launching a new platform that's going to help photographers license their work and track the unlicensed use of their photos to collect payment when that happens. And they're using technology behind Bitcoin called blockchain.
This is actually seems like a pretty good idea by Kodak because it gives them a chance to have more of an intimate business relationship with the photographers, which hopefully would use Kodak's services, and at the same time use this kind of technology, which gives a very, very clear footprint, like a track of their money and their photographs.
That's right. And people have speculated that blockchain could be used in this way for a while now, since Bitcoin started to become more popular a few years ago. And this is one attempt to do that. We'll see how successful it is. There are certainly other ways that photographers are doing this. So whether the blockchain adds value is something that people are going to find out over time.
And Kodak will be doing this by launching an initial coin offering. Can you just briefly explain what that is?
Yeah, they're a relatively new phenomenon that sort of really exploded in the past several months. And they raised about $4 billion, different companies have, over the last year. It's like an IPO. They're called ICOs for short, but they are not regulated very closely in any way. And there are certainly some individuals and companies that have done this that have been shut down by regulators for malfeasance, really.
Yeah, the SEC has warned against this, but I guess, like you said, they've shut some down, but there's still a lot of rules to be written surrounding this whole world.
That's right, that's right. And certainly there are people such as Kodak and the firm they're partnering with to do this that are doing it with legitimate business ends in mind.
And this whole thing here that Kodak is doing could be a new lease on life for the company. It's fallen on really hard times in recent years.
That's right. The company really failed to see the dawning of the digital photography age like many people did. They didn't realize that film was going to go by the wayside and that everyone would soon be walking around with a digital camera in their pocket in the form of their phones. So the company declared bankruptcy and then emerged from bankruptcy in 2013. But the stock has continued to struggle. That said, you know what? The stock has popped. It's quadrupled over the past 24 hours, but it's still down for the year. And as you said, the company is a shadow of its former self. Right now, really what it is it's mostly a licensing platform. It's licensing out its name to interesting endeavors that people can put the Kodak name to it with their permission.
Probably some of our younger listeners don't really grasp the legacy that Kodak has. When you're done listening to this podcast, go over and do a search for the song Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
There you go.
You can hear how Kodak was part of pop culture. A Kodak moment is part of the vernacular in terms of a perfect place to take a photograph. We are speaking right now with the Wall Street Journal's Eric Holm, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. So, Eric, there are a few other companies that have gone this same blockchain route as Kodak.
That's right. Some of them you've never heard of, but that hasn't stopped investors from sending their stock sky high. One of them was Chanticleer Holdings. Their ticker is fun. It's B-U-R-G. That stands for burger. They own a chain of burger companies, burger restaurants across the country and actually in South Africa. But their stock went up, I believe it was 40% or so on the day that they announced that they were going to use blockchain technology, not for sales or anything like that, but just to track their customer loyalty program. There was another one called Long Island Iced Tea Corporation.
Oh, this is the one I love. This
yeah.
is the
their stock had really struggled, and they were about to be delisted because they could not keep their market value high enough. But then they said, you know what, we're going to pivot. We're going to keep making iced tea, but we're also going to explore investing in blockchain opportunities. And their stock shot through the roof as well. I think it was up 50% or so when they announced that. And it remains up, and that was enough to keep their market value up so that they're not going to be delisted anymore.
It's reminiscent of the late 90s when any company that developed a .com component and was
exactly
rumored to have a .com component just drew investors to the stock, whether they understood the business model or not.
And we should insert a dose of skepticism here. Like, if people are leaping on these things as quickly as they are, based sometimes just on rumors, you know, it's a sign that fundamentals are not driving the market. We should point out that Western Union and Seagate Technology are two relatively big names that were just little-known websites who were speculating that they might be involved with not Bitcoin but just another cryptocurrency, because there's a lot out there, another one called Ripple. And that was enough to send these massive companies, their stocks way up.
So it's not Western Union's website that said that this was going to happen. It's
right.
A small, unrelated website.
Right, that said that it could happen.
Well, many chapters in the blockchain story for Kodak and these other companies, and we'll see how it all plays out. That's the Wall Street Journal's Money Beat editor, Eric Holm, joining us here in our studio. Eric, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. Do you like this podcast? Then rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.